the Belgic Confession of Faith, Articles 17 and 18, and it is set up in such a way that we can read it responsively. So if you'll join with me, Article number 17, the recovery of fallen man. We believe that our most gracious God, in his admirable wisdom and goodness, seeing that man had thus thrown himself into physical and spiritual death and made himself wholly miserable, was pleased to seek and comfort him when he, trembling, fled from his presence, promising him that he would give his son, who would be born of a woman, to bruise the head of the serpent and to make him blessed. We confess, therefore, that God has fulfilled the promise which he made to the fathers by the mouth of his holy prophets when he sent into the world at the time appointed by him his only begotten Son, an eternal Son, who took upon him the form of a servant and became like unto man, really assuming the true human nature with all its infirmities, sin excepted. Being conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit without the means of man, and did not only assume human nature as to the body, but also a true human soul, that he might be a real man. For since the soul was lost as well as the body, it was necessary that he should take both upon him, to say both. So we've been focusing on the past few weeks on the fall of man. How extensive was that fall? How great is our sin and misery? And now in the Belgic Confession, the focus is on grace, on God who is gracious, most gracious, in his wisdom and goodness, granted unto us salvation. As a matter of fact, what we are going to look at this morning is more of the same as we look at Isaiah chapter 12. God is my salvation. He has become my salvation. And notice that the focus here is God's mercy to Adam. Do you see that? The first proclamation of the gospel, the first proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's mercy was to someone who didn't deserve it. Isn't that true for all of us? God's mercy is to us, to you and to me, who do not deserve it. And his mercy is found in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. He became man. We know this so well, don't we? Those of you that have memorized your catechism, you know this. You can quote it to me. Why must he be a true and righteous man? Why must he also be God? Why the God-man? You could probably teach as well as I can what the catechism says. It required a human who assumed the body and soul of a human, a real person, a real man, in order to suffer for a real man or woman's sins. Soul and body, to save both. And so God has fulfilled his promise. God has fulfilled his word, and that, in one sense, we're going to look at again this morning, is summarized in the word comfort. We're not talking about a bed. We're talking about salvation. So we will continue looking at that as we consider our sermon this morning.